News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Sing it all morning, the fact that Ireland has recognised the state of Palestine along with Norway and Spain. This is despite people like Joe Biden, one of our closest allies being America, opposing the unilateral recognition of Palestine. But I'm joined now by Gershon Baskin, the Middle East Director of the International Communities Organization on this. Good morning to you, Gershon. Gershon,
Good morning. You
are an Israeli. How is Israel reacting to this news around Ireland's recognition, unilateral recognition of Palestine?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that at this point, still even 7.5 months into the war in Gaza, that Israelis are still living on October 7th. Israeli society is so traumatized by the atrocities committed by Hamas, the biggest atrocities, the more Jews killed in one time at one place since the Holocaust, that Israelis are not responding coherently and logically to anything. They're still responding emotionally.
Okay.
To everything. So the response in Israel is emotional, and it's seen as a prize for Hamas terrorism. So it has actually a very negative
viewed very emotionally, viewed very negatively, and is seen as an endorsement of terrorism. How do you view it?
Well, I think this is something that should have been done 30 years ago. Recognize that we had what was thought to be one of the most successful peace processes in the world. I actually remember when Oslo first happened in 1993, we were receiving delegations in Israel and in Palestine from Northern Ireland who were coming to ask us how to do it. And then, of course, the Oslo peace process failed. One of the reasons why it failed is because the dream of a two-state solution never materialized. The whole world talked about a two-state solution, but most of the world only recognized the state of Israel. I should say most of the OECD nations, the powerful, rich nations of the world, only recognized Israel and didn't recognize Palestine. And the Palestinians suffered a great despair as a result of that. They thought it was all fake.
Okay. I suppose there was other complications there at the time as well. Some of the detractors, some of the people who say that what we have done is the wrong thing to do, have floated issues around us recognizing the state of Palestine along the lines of that the borders are still not fully accepted. I don't want to say defined, but they are in dispute. That the government, particularly the government in Gaza, rather than the West Bank, the governments in the Gaza and the West Bank are two different governments. But Hamas is not necessarily an acceptable government, and that a functional government being in place is a fundamental of recognizing a state rather than the setup that the Palestinians have. What do you say to those things?
Well, one, for most countries in the world that recognize the state of Israel never bothered to ask Israel what are its final borders. The state of Israel is a member state of the United Nations without final determined borders. And the only way we'll know the borders of the state of Palestine is when we know the borders of Israel. So that is a non-argument.
So that cuts both ways, you're saying. If we don't know the borders of Palestine, we don't know the borders of Israel, but that's recognized. Okay, fair.
And that hasn't prevented Ireland from recognizing the state of Israel. The second issue is that the question of government is relevant. The Palestinians need to go to elections. They haven't had elections since 2006. But I don't think that the state of Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, asks questions about countries that it has diplomatic relations with on the nature of their government or if there's corruption or when they have elections. That's not a factor in terms of recognizing the right of a state to exist. The Palestinian people have the right to self-determination. That needs to be expressed in a state. And the entire world needs to push Palestine toward democracy, toward holding new elections. They need a unified government in the West Bank and Gaza. They need a legitimate government, which they don't have in either place right now. But the principle of recognizing Palestine is not based on when they hold elections or what kind of government they have.
Okay. You obviously, as an Israeli, have quite a different view to a lot of people. When you express these types of views in Israel, are there many people like you expressing them as well? Or I mean, we've seen huge protests about Netanyahu's management of this situation and lots of people expressing maybe the idea or the concern that he's fighting for his own political survival in how he's managing the crisis with Palestine.
You know, there are different polls in Israel, and Israel's a very polled society. Some of the recent polls have showed that there is a slight majority in favor of a two-state solution still. That needs to be built. It's a question of leadership. The current government of Israel is right-wing and extreme and ultra-religious and very dangerous. And I think that there is a recognition, though, deep in people's hearts, that between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, there are 7 million Israeli Jews and 7 million Palestinian Arabs. And particularly after October 7th, there's no chance of a single united state of Israel, Palestine, where everyone lives peacefully. There needs to be some kind of political separation, and the Palestinians need to take responsibility of their lives through attaining sovereignty. So I'm convinced that we are moving closer to that. Okay. Unfortunately, it's the war that's brought us there. The war brought back the two-state solution, which I thought was dead, but it's coming back. It should have been done diplomatically, but here it is in front of us. We have to deal with that.
And Gerson, can I ask you a last thing for people here to try and understand? Because obviously we're talking a huge amount about Israel and Palestine, but you know, many of us are not experts, even within the media, who are talking about it all the time. But you said that there's a subtle majority in favour of a two-state solution, which to me means that just under half of people do not favour a two-state solution. Those Israelis that don't want a two-state solution, what do they want?
They don't have any solution. There's the hardcore religious group who believe that we are on the days of Armageddon and the Messiah is going to come and save us all. They're a small minority, but they're a loud, vocal minority. And the rest of the opposition to the two-state solution have no suggestion. They have no alternative. They propose things that would never be acceptable, which would just be translated into Israel formally becoming an apartheid-like state, which is certainly not acceptable and should not be acceptable to any country that calls itself democratic.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us on all of that this morning. That is Gershon Baskin, Israeli and Middle East Director of the International Communities Organization. I'd love to know what people think out there this morning on all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.